Number 8. In Beijing, the capital of China, the sky turns yellow at the beginning of spring every year, especially from March to May. This phenomenon is known as yellow sand. The cloud of fine sand covers the whole city and sometimes causes flight cancellations. The yellow sand phenomenon occurs not only in China, but also in Japan and other countries. Yellow sand is actually fine soil particles. The sand originates in the deserts of East Asia and other parts of the Chinese continent. Heavy winds and sandstorms in the deserts kick up huge clouds of yellow sand. Carried by the winds blowing from the west, large amounts of dust are blown across the sea to Japan and other countries. The amount of yellow sand depends on various factors. For example, the less water there is in the soil, the more dust is blown up. The stronger the wind is, the further more sand is carried. Yellow sand has a great effect both on our daily lives and our health. It covers almost all parts of a city and reduces visibility. In the worst cases, it can have an impact on means of transportation, such as airplanes, trains, and cars. In terms of health, people who take a lot of yellow sand into their lungs can suffer from sore throats and asthma. It can also cause various diseases related to breathing, and a lot of people around the world die of these diseases every year. Originally, yellow sand was regarded as a kind of natural disaster. In recent years, however, some researchers have insisted we should think of it as a human-caused disaster. People cut down trees and burn the land for cultivation, which can lead to desertification. As a result, sandstorms are growing in scale in Northeast Asia. In fact, this is the main cause of yellow sand, and it is expanding the range of the damage. The more forests we cut down, the worse the situation gets in the places where yellow sand occurs. In recent years, South Korea and China have made an effort to prevent yellow sand. They are trying to restore forests in the regions that produce yellow sand. China has also taken steps, with international support, to plant trees in the deserts and establish areas where nature is protected in an attempt to make the situation better. They have succeeded in changing hundreds of hectares of desert into grasslands, but desertification is spreading faster than these measures are being taken. These issues now concern not just a couple of countries, but the entire world.